I know every athletic director I've talked to, a lot of my friends are like, okay, what's this going to look like if we have six sports going at once? It's January, gym space, practice time, scheduling games. Is volleyball going to go the same time as basketball? Is basketball getting moved to the summer with baseball? So you have all these questions, but you know, when you're thinking about all those questions, you think they're problems, but at the same time, after 10 months of very minimal sports, I know everyone's like, hey, bring it on. Like, we'll take all these headaches, these challenges. They're not headaches, they're challenges right now. It's just thrilled that we're finally going to get to compete once again. These kids get to play once again. So we're happy.
Yeah, but it did. And I talked to another athletic director yesterday. He said, this just came right out of left field.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just like, no, 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 yes, no. And you're like, wait a minute. Like you said, did they just say that?
Right. You know, and she could have said, hey, no sports. You know, the governor said not until spring. Basketball, sorry, you're going to have to wait till spring. Like, that happened back to us in October. So that's where my mind automatically was thinking, like, okay, they're going to give us the news, you know, right ahead of the IHSA, just like this has been since the beginning. And, you know, the IHSA would be caught off guard. And then they say that. I think the IHSA still may have been caught off guard. You know, the rumor was they didn't even know about it till 11:45. So, you know, they're probably scrambling, like, okay, are we going with plan A, B, or C? What plan are we going to use here? I don't even think this was part of their plans. I think, and a lot of athletic directors I've talked to thought when they had that meeting on the 27th, it was going to be, okay, original spring sports, you get your season back, your original season back. All the other sports, sorry, we missed the window. That's what I thought was going to happen. And now they're saying, hey, you can do everything. We're thrilled. Our kids have a million and one questions, too. I was talking to our soccer teams on Zoom, and, you know, I think kids are a little bit worried right now. They're going to have to pick a sport. You know, if you're that dual sport athlete, now both seasons are at the same time. Well, what do I do? Can I do both? So there's all these questions that they have. So, you know, kids are going to be in a situation where in some districts they may have to pick based on, you know, numbers of athletes that they have. In some districts they may be able to do both sports, but you're happy for the kids. And I think they are too. This is huge.
Mark, you talked about the problems with sports overlapping, the possibility of basketball right on top of football. Two-part question. One, would you be okay with, would you be all in for moving basketball, say, to the summer, so these kids could be allowed to play all the sports they normally play? And two, when it comes down to when these sports will be played, who makes that final decision, and do the schools, whether it be athletic directors like yourself or principals, superintendents, do they have a say-so in when these sports will start playing?
Those are both great questions. You know, the first one with the sports and the overlapping, right now we're all speculating. We have no idea what their plan's going to be. If they did move basketball to the summer, that's a great question. I've talked to several coaches in basketball, people and ADs, like, our fear is if we move it to the summer, how many of these kids that are graduating, if you're a senior, you know, Mike Murphy's going off, he's going to go to college, or he starts a job in June, or, you know, he's got to go to the National Guard. Like, there's all these commitments you worry about for the older kids. That's the fear of moving it to the summer. You know, you're dealing with the travel ball season. A lot of these kids play travel ball. What will the limitations and restrictions even be like if we are playing in the summer? Are they going to ease the restrictions even more? So, you know, you worry about that. And then as far as the decision on what to play, you know, I know the IHSA board is meeting, and that's a group of principals, athletic directors throughout the state. They'll be meeting with Craig Anderson and telling them, like, hey, these are the possible calendars you're presenting us. They will vote. They will decide what calendar, I guess, we will go with. That's my understanding. I could be way off. But they'll be the ones that decide the calendar, give the final approval. Now, when we met last week on a Zoom call, IADA Zoom call with IHSA and Craig Anderson, one of the things was they're asking athletic directors to come up with some help, was come up with plans. What could a possible spring and summer season look like? What sports could we do here? What would the time frame be? But I think, you know, their mindset could have been, and I can't speak for the IHSA, but they may have been thinking, well, these high-risk sports, based on what we've seen with the IDPH and the restrictions that have been placed on us, we can automatically cancel these out. You know, if you would have told me in November and December with the way things are going that we're going to get an opportunity to play basketball in January, I said there's no way, not with the restrictions that are in place. now that they're being eased, what's the IHSA going to do? Are they going to say, okay, those regions that are open up, region 5, region 3, you guys can all play basketball, volleyball, whatever, but you're going to have to stick within your COVID region. No postseason. We'll take that right now, but we're still waiting on that guidance from the IHSA on what all this is going to look like. You made a great point. Is the IHSA going to move basketball with the hopes that the rest of the state opens up and we can have a state tournament once again? That is a possibility. I've thought about that. You know, the IHSA is struggling for money. I think the last time they brought in income was during the wrestling tournament and the girls' basketball tournament last year. Since then, they've had nothing. So if they can get a postseason in any of these sports, all these sports, like, they're going to be very happy. They need that. I know a lot of people are struggling, and the IHSA is one of those groups.
And, Mark, in the perfect world, you know, you can move football to summer because there aren't any football travel teams. However, correct, the problem with that would be you're asking high school kids to play in a Southern Illinois summer, which is hot and humid and probably not safe. So that's probably not going to happen. But in a perfect world, that would be I'm sure every coach and athletic director would want.
Yeah, and then you look at that as well. If you did move that to the summer or that summer season, okay, Will Boldy and Darius Ragland just signed for us. They're going off to play college football. Is there college football going to tell them, hey, it's April, we don't want you playing high school football right now. You got to get ready for the next level.
Right.
You're a college football player now. You think about that. Then you think about, okay, summer's over. Like, there's all these kids that, you know, that they may have those jobs.
Yeah.
I've talked about with Coach Lee, the perfect situation right now is if they move it just a couple weeks, and I know there's going to be overlapping of sports, but something we'll have to deal with. Mm-hmm. If they would just say, hey, you get 4 games, like a district type scenario, and then after that, hey, we start playoffs. And, you know, that playoffs could only be maybe a regional or sectional competition, but the kids could get up to 7 games. And then if Mike Murphy, my star quarterback's a junior, he gets tackled, blows out his shoulder. Like, that's a fear you worry about, too. Like, what's the fall season going to look like? How much time do these kids have to recover? And I know the IHSA, they've been asked that question. They're thinking about all of those things right now.
We're talking with Mark Albertini, the Carbondale Athletic Director. The other big thing that has immediately popped up, and it's that magic number 50, is about fans. Will fans be allowed in? And originally they were saying, well, the 50 would be the players, the game staff, the coaches, the officials, but now they're saying that doesn't count toward that 50.
Right. And, you know, I think athletic directors, especially in the region, we're all going to have to be on the same page. You know, what's that 50 look like? Is that just for home fans only, the parents of the athletes for the home team? So if I go to Carterville and play, Brett's like, hey, sorry, Carterville people can't be here. It's for my parents. And that, you know, I get that. That's totally fair. Also, the streaming services that we have now. Like, if I have to be on another Zoom call, I'm going to be sick. But we're all used to that. You know, there's ways to stream these games to where if parents can't attend maybe in person or visiting parents can't attend in person, they can always stream it and still watch their kid compete. You know, I think, like, parents, like, I'm a parent of 4. Like, I just want my kid to play. If I can't watch them a few games out of the year, I get it. That's fine. But when I'm at home, they're at home playing, like, I think I should be able to go watch them play. And I think that's what you're going to see a lot of these school districts decide to do. You know, conferences are probably going to meet. We're all going to discuss this once we know the final guidance. You know, this is something that we're going to try and make a priority to get our parents into the home games.
Mark, I was also going to mention the fact that there are a couple of instances, like, for example, with Carbondale being in the South 7, that Belleville-Altoff, and because I know Chester is in a different region, so Belleville-Altoff and places like that might be in a different situation when everything gets started than Carbondale. I heard Nashville was another one that might be on that, you know, that in another region as far as the, you know, river to river. So that has to be taken into consideration of who you're going to be able to play.
Right, absolutely. And that's why I think you may wait or see the IHSA wait a little bit to allow basketball to happen. Because, you know, you think about the River to River Conference, you got Nashville and DuQuoin. They couldn't play right now, even though, you know, they're so close, or Pinckneyville, Nashville. You know, we talked about as a conference, you know, Centralia, Marion, Mount Vernon. Well, we'd play twice, so there's 8 games. Hey, COVID region teams, Murfreesboro's our rival game. Hey, Len, can we play a night? Talk to Andrew over at Heron, Brad at Carterville. You know, we would make that work, because I think what you're going to see is once this is given on the 27th, all the athletic directors here within our region, we're going to be in constant communication. Like, hey, what are your conference dates? When do you want to get your conference games in? Some of those teams you can't play, like in our case, Altoff, Cahokia. You get those conference games in, and you just sprinkle in River to River schools, Black Diamond School, wherever you can, just to get those games.
Right, right.
I'm thinking 2 to 3 games a week maybe is what we'll be given.
What about the number of officials that are available, and with the fact that girls basketball, boys basketball might be going on, volleyball might be going on? I mean, there's not an overabundance of officials.
No, there's not, and I think that's where we're all going to have to be on the same page once again is, hey, maybe on Tuesdays – Thursdays or Tuesdays, Fridays, it's basketball games. Mondays, Wednesdays, it's volleyball games only. You know, I think that's where you're going to have some communication with assigners, officials. We all need to be on the same page here if it happens this way, if they don't move volleyball back. If you have all three of them going at the same time, maybe, hey, Carbondale's boys team's going to Mount Vernon tonight and Mount Vernon's girls team's coming down to Carbondale, you know, on a Tuesday to get that conference game, and you flip it. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, maybe you play volleyball at Mount Vernon. It's going to take some scheduling. Like I said, you know, there's going to be some issues and some speed bumps in the road. But, man, all these problems that could possibly come up, we'll gladly take them. Because in the grand scheme of things, they're really not big problems. They're good problems to try and figure this stuff out.
So we're still going to be pretty much waiting with bated breath until the 27th.
Yeah, and if you get on social media, we're going to see a – 1,000 different scenarios, 1,000 different possibilities. But at the end of the day, we really don't know. You know, we know we're going to get to play sports. We don't know what the calendar is going to look like right now. But whatever it is, we'll all adjust and we'll all make it work for the kids.
Mark Albertini, the Carbondale Athletic Director, thank you, sir. And always a pleasure having you on. And we will talk to you, I'm sure, a lot in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Stay well and hope to see you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Mark Albertini.